Weiter in Oraisa, we are in Moed Katan, Davav Amud Beis, speaking about the top of the page, about a Mishnah, about a Mishnah. Zakte Elega Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer. Moshichin es Amayim Ilan Ilan. You're allowed to go and direct the water from one tree to another tree. On Chol HaMoed, says Rashi, Dahave Kistei Beis HaShlachin. It's considered like a Beis HaShlachin. The Pseida Yaseir Ika is a big loss that there'll be. Aval lo yashkes asadakula sadeh beis abal. You can't do the entire field because the field is considered a beis abal. Right, so if you have a lot of water that goes to the bottom of one of the trees, you can go make like a little line over there to go and allow it to go to the another tree over here, and that's not going to be a problem. Avachal yashkes kol asadeh, says the Mishnah, as long as you don't do the entire field. Because again, we're talking about trees that are in a beis abal. But the trees themselves need to be irrigated, but the grains there, they're going to be fine even with just the rain. It says Rashi, okay, we just read that. If you have Zerayim plants that were not watered before the Moed, Rashi Shalayim, Lumadim, Lishtos, Tamed, Lefne Moed, they didn't learn to drink a lot before the Moed. You can't all of a sudden decide, I'm not doing it on the Moed. It says Rashi, the whole of a low masculine, you don't do it all the time. It's not a real loss. You don't do it in the void. It's like a person like the whole year doesn't really water it, and it's like, oh, now I have time, let me go do it. Clearly, it'll survive without watering it, so you have to leave. The Chachamim allow it to water in both circumstances. We could do the entire field, and they allow watering the plants that were not watered regularly before Yom Tov. As we're going to see, right, this is Rabbi Meir, who we saw earlier on Daf Beis, who says that even Sada Beis Abal can be watered in a Chol HaMoed in order to, for the sake of enhancing its growth. Rashi says, the Chol HaMoed Mizeh Bezeh, L'Haskus is Kol HaSada Kula, Ula Haskus B'Moed Zroim Shal Sos Lofnei HaMoed, V'Aicham Hanu Rabbi Meir, Damar Le'el, Mashkin Mimeno Afil Stei Beis Abal. Chazak Di Gemara, Hamar Rav Yehuda, Aya Im Hasasad Im Hayasasada Mitunenes Motor. If the field was moist and it dried up, then it's water to go and to water. Rashi says, Hamar Rav Yehuda, Had Hamar Rabbi Eliezer, it says Rabbi Eliezer of Yaakov, Aval Im Lo Yashkes Asada Kula. Aval imaisasada mitunenes lachav yavsha. If it's normally a moist field and it dried up, mutalas kos. I forgot to have a stabe sabal, even though it's a sabal. It's given to have a lacha anasha, since it was moist until then. Ilo maskalev ipsedisera. If you don't water it now, it's going to be a tremendous loss. So if you're allowed to go and do it. Tanya Namiyachi, we have a braisa that supports this idea. Kishamu osalas kos of molen. When we said that it's also for them to be masked this on moe, the salibi sabal, loamu elubazuayim so sussum of fneamoid. This is only talking about plants that were not watered regularly before the moid. Avazuayim shesussum of fneamoid, if they did, they were before the mutas kos of moid, you'll not even mask on the moid. Vimoise is something mutunenes mutter. And if it was mutunenes, it was moist, then it's mutter to go out and to do it. Vain mask and study. Stay garid b'moid. You're not allowed to go. Rashi says, "Sorry, garid yevesha mi'olam shein tzarich laskosa." It's always dry. A dry field in the moid. That it's usually just survives just with rainwater, but it's normally that it's dry. It's used to it. It's going to survive. You leave it. Chachamim let you do both. Rashi says, "Bistad garid b'zoyin shelo sasaf le'moid." Whatever the case is, allowed to do it. And like we said, that's Rabbi Meir. Amar Ravi Nashma Mina. We learn from here. High Tarbitza. Tarbitza is a garden. Rashi says Gina. It's a patch of garden. Shari the Tarbutze b'chol demoid. You're allowed to go and spritz water on it on chol demoid. Rashi says Zale Fale Amayim to sprinkle water on it. After give like a pseida. There's no pseida. The Tarbutze lahashkos loshen ein mechabdin ve'ein marbitzin. Hainu ashka port. It's a little bit of water. Kedish yatzei yirakos. So the vegetables will come out because the mafarsh be idach brayse lekamei umashkin hainu ashka gemura shall be sashlach, and mashkin is watering the whole thing. But when you talk about the tarbutze, it's just spritzing a little bit. Back in the gemara, stay garid my time up by a dry field. What's the reason that according to the chacham you're allowed to go, you're allowed to water it? The afla mishavet lecharfa, because by irrigating it's going to make the it brings the late crops earlier. Not because the crops are in danger of being ruined, Anyway, Rashi says the lekha pseidav. Afil achi shari lashkosa. Kach, ulashbicha. Hachanami, begina marbitsa, you gotta go and spritz it. Hachanami, afla, mishavali charfa. Here also, in the case of the garden, the little patch of garden, when you spritz it, it's gonna make the late crop come into earlier crop, and this is gonna be mutar, at least according to the chachamim. Tana rabban, and marbitsin, stay lovin, bishviya. So they sprinkle a grain field, Rashi says, sada lovin, we're talking about a besabal, during, with water on shmita of a lobamoid, but not on cholamoid. Oh, Vahotanya. One second, went to the bright star, Bitsa Bimon Mishra. So you can do it on both of them. I'm Rav Huna, Lokasha. Har Rilizav and Yaakov, the bright switch Asa is doing a Cholomoy, the second one is Yaakov. And Ha Rabbanan. Ay, 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 ay. The bright switch allows you to do it, it's going according to the Rabbanan. Tani dach another brisa. Barbisa say love an Erev Shvius. You're allowed to go ahead and spritz the grain field with water on Erev Shvius. In order that the vegetables will come out on Shemitah. Rashi says, Aval lo yaska b'shvias, k'deishas, can't do it on Shemitah, then it's going to come out on Shemitah. Right? You can't do it on. Erev, to come out on is fine. You can't do on for on. Velo, not only that, Elish Marbitan, stay love b'shvias, you've learned to sprinkle the grain field with water during Shemitah. K'deishas, k'deishas, the stuff will come out even on Shemitah, the stuff will come out after Shemitah. But you can't do it during Shemitah for that to come out on Shemitah itself. Zog the next halakha Mishnah, tzadin esayishu svias achbari. You're allowed to trap in ishus, which we're going to explain what that means. Rashi says, besada ilan b'moed, it's going to go and ruin the field. You can trap the ishus and mice. We stay at ilan, we stay at lavan. What is a tree field? It's a grain field. Kidako, in a regular way. Go ahead and grab, right? Says Shein Tzarech L'shanas. We're saying to do some sort of shinoi. B'moid of b'shvius, right? We're talking about here when on cholamoid. Rashi says Alpha Gav Demitakan Asad. Even though it's fixing the field, sorry, that's going on shvius. And even on shemitah, when it's fixing the field. V'chachamim amim, the chachamim say misdei ilan kedarko. From a stay ilan, you're allowed to do it a normal way. Rashi says tzad kedarko b'pnei hefsed merubo. It's a big hefsed in the stay ilan. We say a lovin lo kedarko. When he's dealing with a grain field, you could trap them, but shalok kedarko. Rashi says ve'inu yochel lotz kedarko b'stei lovin. Mishum de lo mafsed kulei harbasad. It's not really, if they're going to root it too much, so you can attach it, but you have to done kelachia. Some sort of shinoi. Says the continuation of a shavias bone kedar. I'm sorry, I skipped. Umikarnes apirza amoid. You're allowed to close up a fence that's around the field that broke. Rashi says nufla miktsasa chozer mitakta amoid. If a little bit of it fell, you can go and you could fix it on cholamoid. With shvias bone kedarko. So shmita. You could build a whole new fence. Rashi says mitchila. I forgot the mikse the oven to rusa leper. Even though it's like your garden, the vegetables, the fruits over there, the stuff, you're still allowed to go out. You're allowed to go ahead and build it. Side of frankly gemara, my ishos. You say you're allowed to capture the ishos. I'm bevuda bria shein lo inayim. It's a type of animal has no eyes. Rashi says v'chofer bekaka digs into the ground, and amar rava bar yishma v'itim rav yemar. Bar Shlemya. Mike, what Pasuk says is Ishus is not able to see. Rashi says the Ishus Beria Shein Lo Inayim. Kamo Shablul, Pasuk can tell him, Kamo Shablul Temes Yaloch Nefel Ishus Balchazu Shamash. Like the snail that melts and slithers away, the falling of an Ishus that never saw the sun. Says Rashi, Shablu Shakarin Limlun. Thomas, it's going to melt. It melts away. The snail is going to melt away. Yaloch, Klomar, Kishiotze, Chutzmin, Artiko, it leaves its shield. Rivas, Nofelis, Rimenu, Achu, Nimos, Ames. It's just Nimoch, Ames. It just melts away. Thomas, Kamova, Names. It's going to melt. Nafel, Eshes, Bal, Chazushemesh, Klomar, Kach, Ishos, Noflos, Pitam, Falls, Aretz. Mason Glochaz in its dice because you can't see. Tanu Rabbanan. Sadin is the Ishus of Rabbanan. We say, I love him. We say, I love him. You can trap the Ishus and the mice from the grain field and from a tree field. Kedako regular. Machrive umachariven chore nmalin. And you're allowed also to destroy antols. Ketzem Rechaviven, how do you go and destroy the antols? From Shimon Gamliel Omer, maybe Avir Mechor Zeh V'Nosen Etoch Chor Zeh. You take dirt from one antol and put it in another. V'hein Cholkin Zeh Zeh, and they go and they kill one another. Says Rashi, V'pnei Shem Merichin Esa Afar V'ein Makirin V'Osa Afar. They smell the dirt, and it's not their type of dirt, and they go and they start to kill each other. This is only talking about when these holes are located in two sides of the river, and then it's considered they don't recognize it and they'll kill each other. Rashi says, there's a water break between the two chori namal, and these water, these ant holes, they don't recognize each other's dirt. This is the only time when there's no bridge. There's no piece of wood that's like the vehuda like a mitzvah, and there's no separate rope, because if you have any of these things, then what's going to happen? They're going to go be able to make their way across. Which is the dayin katan migamla umitzvah is less than a gamla. Ein yachol alech alav ella kishakoshin chevel echad mishnei ivrenar. Can't really walk in it, but you have two ropes on two sides and you hold on to them as you walk across it. Very narrow thing. The whole wide world is a very narrow bridge. Aval But if you have one of these things, then they're going to recognize each other's smells, and therefore we don't have that issue coming along. Beep turn the page on and off. Ad kama, to what distance are they considered that they're too close to each other? Rashi says, Ad kama ruchakin hani trei chori numalim, dechi ika naira binayu, veleka gisha de in makirin hani bechori dahani. They're not going to recognize one another when there's a river between these two holes. And there's no ways of getting it. How far apart do the holes have to be for the answer to be unable to recognize the dirt? Ad parsa, until the distance of a parsa. Rashi says, e like a parsa binayu, if there's no parsa between them, then afagav the ikanar, even if there's a river, v'lekamav, there's no way of getting there. Makir and hani b'chori hani, they still recognize one dirt from another. It won't kill each other, and therefore, it won't work. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.